You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What's going on? Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, we're a new show here at Podcast Detroit, but we have our own show that's on our website, whatweremember.com. We are What We Remember.
The show where we try to remember old movies.
Yes.
That we haven't seen in a long time.
You're right. We're on episode like 44 or something coming out. Dirty Dancing just hit. Three Men and a Baby. The Fly. We watch old movies that we have maybe like 30% or 40% recollection of. And then we see what we got right and wrong. Do a part two. But we can't really do that in the studio. We're just going to be talking about a movie.
Yes.
That we have all seen.
Yeah. A movie that's relevant.
What
relevant
does that mean?
To this
You're
year.
Saying Three Men and a Baby isn't relevant to 2018? Are you saying that three men trying to take care of a baby isn't acceptable anymore?
It's too progressive.
What do you mean, a lot of themes, Andy, that apply to now?
What? A lot of themes that apply to now.
Yeah. Men trying to take care of babies. They can't do it.
Nope.
Even today.
It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they also set up cocaine deals with drug dealers really poorly.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that episode, whatremember.com. I hadn't said already. Facebook.com/whatremember, Twitter.com/whatremember. I'll plug us again at the end of the show. I'll tug us at the beginning. This is a time to plug.
Yes.
a time to kill. With Gina Davis. You guys see that film? That was good.
I want to.
Way back, yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
You haven't seen that film? It's good.
No. The movie's really good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if that was the movie we were doing tonight, that would have been a really good segue, but
it's
not at all.
It's not what we're doing.
Not
here.
One bit.
No.
My name is Bradley Jones.
I'm Andrew Boldenhauer.
And I'm Andy Hubert.
And this is not a movie review podcast, but a podcast we try to remember what happened in a movie we haven't seen in a very long time. But this isn't that podcast. We're just going to talk about a movie that we saw. I mumbled that a little bit. This is what we remember about Baby Driver.
Were there two or three bad guys in Home Alone? And who was that forgetful fish in Finding Nemo? Join us as we're watching films. See what we remember and what memories we kill. Let's start the show. Here we go. This is what we remember.
It's the first time we heard the song live.
Yeah, all the way through, too. That's a fun little jingle.
So the Oscars just happened.
They did.
And the entire night people were asking us what Baby Driver was about because everyone thought it was about a Boss Baby type movie, mm-hmm. like a cartoon
like
character
or like
driving
a
car.
To Boss Baby.
It kind of suffers from
a bad title syndrome?
Bad title, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. It's misleading.
Right. You think there's going to be an actual baby in the
You go
car.
In real excited about a baby driving cars.
Like Toons is the driving cat. You think it's going to be a cat who can drive a car.
I remember watching like a morning news show when the movie was coming out, and some lady was like, some news anchor had said, you know what, that movie's actually really good, even though when I heard the title, I didn't even want to see it in the first place.
It's kind of, it's a little bit, you don't. No, what's going on with that? Unless you know it's an Edgar Wright film, and then people who know that name are like, they should just call it the Edgar Wright film.
I think that is the
more
appropriate
title. To the theater.
That's what brought
me
to the theater.
If his name wasn't Baby, then the movie wouldn't be called Baby Driver. So, like, it can be, like, anything.
It's a chicken and egg situation.
That's true, yeah. Like, it really didn't have to be.
It could have been Ron the Driver, and his name just could have been Ron.
Yeah.
Ron the Driver.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you could have just called it The Driver, but that already exists. I think they made that movie in the 70s.
They can call it Richard. He can be named Richard, and they can call it Dick Driver. And
ooh,
people would be like, what is Dick Driver? That's even worse than Baby.
I'm sure that movie already exists as well.
You just haven't been looking hard enough.
Well, I've been looking. I need to start using a different search engine, I think. Got to bing a little harder.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Brad. Don't bring Bing into it. Don't Bing.
So Baby Driver was nominated for a couple Oscars.
Writing? Editing?
Yeah. Original screenplay and then audio sound mixing and sound editing. And I picked it for mixing and it let me down.
It didn't let me down.
Dunkirk took both of them.
People don't know what this film is. Even though it's amazing.
It's amazing. This film is really
my favorite
good.
Movie last year, I think.
So should we talk about who's in it? Minus the one person?
I mean, a brief.
It's got Jamie Foxx.
Yep. Okay.
John Hamm.
Yes.
Do you know
Esla Gonzalez? What's her name? She was at the Oscars. The lady. Oh boy.
Oh, we're just terrible people.
Oh
now.
No. Oh, yeah, she was no. just there,
and she's really good.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, she was
in
fantastic.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know
what's the guy's
babies.
Main guy's Arlen
Ansel Elgort. Ooh. That's it's a real name of a real just, person that's
a,
in this
that's
movie.
A monster in your D&D campaign, Andy.
Right? that's it's quite a name.
Mm-hmm. Is he American? Is he
at least if him at the Oscars is anything to go by.
Yeah,
he has a sister named Gretel.
Gretel Elgort.
Ansel and Gretel.
Ansel and Gretel. Oh, I really hope that's actually the case now.
And he shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't talk
Voldemort.
About this. This guy kind of took all the steam out
oh,
of the
Oh, Ralph Fiennes is in this?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
His nose is in it.
But that was also part of the reason. Luckily, this movie came out and it made some money before.
Yeah, it managed to kind of get its big run out before everything broke.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was way out, months out before the big scandal broke when.
What scandal? What are you talking about?
Who's his butt did the thing?
I think that's what he was in trouble for.
Uh-oh. I don't want to get in trouble,
there was
too.
A bunch of people that did the things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah just, they know. Got called out.
Yeah.
Something happened mm-hmm. in the
2017s. And one guy in this movie got called out hard.
Yep. and it is hard for when you have like properties like this where you do have to wonder like how far you can go separating the art from the artist.
Well,
yeah,
if you
I
just
guess.
Recast this with Christopher Plummer, and then
right?
I was
yeah,
gonna make that joke. I was gonna make that
do.
Joke.
Why didn't Edgar Wright have?
And you
foresight?
Land another Oscar nom. It's like
you know what though? It would be cool if I'm assuming the DVD already came out, but what if it didn't and they cast Christopher Plummer in the DVD version
just
versus
do,
the theatrical
yeah,
version?
Yeah, just do a Star Wars special edition kind of version where you just CGI Christopher Plummer into all those scenes.
Retcon it.
Yeah. I'd watch that movie.
So what is this movie about?
It's a heist film.
It's a heist
movie.
It is movie,
a heist
yeah.
film, yeah.
So Baby, our main character, is in a large amount of debt to that guy.
The
that
guy.
To
the, the sort of antagonist.
Right, because he robbed him. Right?
Yeah, like he
a bunch of money.
Yeah, they establish at some point in the film that Baby used to like steal cars, and he stole a car belonging to the bad guy, and the car also happened to, I guess, be full of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's paying
in
off
debt.
It rather than getting straight up just killed, because I mean that's not going to get your money back.
Nope.
Kevin. Well, oh, I almost had it.
Ooh. Oh, don't.
Kevin Smith. Kevin
McAllister.
Yeah.
Kevin, can we talk
Nealon.
About Kevin? No, can't.
But basically, the villain wants to use him because he's so good at driving. So he thinks that he can, instead of killing him, he can make him a part of his team.
Yeah, so he's an amazing getaway driver, it turns out. So yeah, he's the getaway driver for every heist. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a getaway driver for a number of heists, and then once that number is reached, he's square.
But there is a point where, like, the villain explicitly says, like, he never uses the same crew twice.
Now, you say villain. There's a couple.
No,
in
that's
this
true.
Film.
Yeah, he's like one of.
I thought
the
you were
going to
ask what the villain's name is.
No,
because there's a couple of
and
baddies.
And he kind of turns around at the end and becomes. And I don't want to say like a sympathetic character, but like
he has a
redemption of sorts at the end.
And he kind
of
doesn't at the beginning. You're made to think that because Baby only has like two jobs left.
Yes,
right
before his debt is repaid. Yep. So well, he thinks that's when he'll be out.
Right.
But it's just when his debt will be paid.
Mm-hmm. So the first one goes off without a hitch. Will Smith isn't there at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
Did you get it? that stopped me in my tracks. Like,
just those
Baby
rapid...
driver can stop the car. He makes a great getaway escape.
Yeah.
At the time, I think John Hamm and the girl who we can't remember is in the car.
Yeah.
And the dude from Walking Dead, who also has a name.
Here's how you know this movie is good.
Punisher. The Punisher is in this film.
This movie is good. Mm-hmm. When it first came out in the theater, you could find that whole opening scene on YouTube within a week of that movie coming out.
You know what other movie had that?
What?
The terrible Zack Snyder film that we can't talk about. What's that one?
Which one is that one?
Dream Girls?
No, Dream I don't want to talk about Sucker Punch ever.
Sucker Punch did that too.
Did they really?
I saw that movie in the theater and it was trash.
Sucker Punch was making so little money they released the first 10 minutes to entice people to go into the theater to see it.
Oh boy. I think I saw that in theaters as well. And
the first 10 minutes were just like the song Hallelujah.
Played over
like
a slow-mo
really
version.
Really slow over a bunch of scenes.
Of a terrible scene, yeah.
Yeah, horrible scene. Now this one did it right.
And, it was just a song. It was like a music video.
Yeah, he made a music video for a British group that's essentially the same premise as the opening scene of this movie. And I guess that's where he got the idea of like, what if this was the whole movie?
Did Edgar Wright rip himself off? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what he did.
Oh, gosh. What a
thief. There's something here that I didn't really grab onto for a while that Baby is actually partially
not
deaf.
Not a baby? Oh, okay.
He's partially deaf.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's also not a baby. He's like young.
No, he's like 16 or something.
Is he that young?
I thought he was
19.
No.
He seems like he can go get his own life.
He's like 20, 21,
He's
maybe.
Like 40.
He's
probably mid-40s.
Stuff going on.
He's definitely not 80.
He's over the hill, probably.
You're all over the place.
Who, me?
Everybody.
But so
what was the point? I forgot what you were saying.
Well, no, I was saying that he's partially deaf, and like most of the time he spends time...
Right?
Yes, which is a ringing of the ear.
Yes.
Yep.
So he's not deaf. so he's the ringing of this ear, and so he listens to music through headphones all the time to drown out that sound.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as he's driving, he's listening to music and timing his driving with the song.
Yes.
You presume that he's maybe like figured out the route. He knows how long everything is. That's kind of what he's been doing. That's his job.
Yeah.
You never really see that side of what's going on.
Right.
You just see that he's always prepared and more professional than anybody else.
Yes.
And he gets it done.
He's extremely competent at his job. And the whole kind of kitsch of this entire movie is that essentially the entire film is like edited to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way around.
Yes.
And it's
Edgar
just awesome.
Would play songs during scenes to make sure timings were correct.
Yeah.
We had to make sure the door got shut at this beat.
I was reading about both the pre-production of this movie and then the actual production when they were like he had an editor. His editor was on set for the entire shoot essentially and they were constantly like playing the music.
Making sure things were
behind the camera, making sure it would lined up. And they would they'd finish the take and be like, nope, it was like a second too long. We got to redo it.
The next big scene in this movie is a oneer with a song that's playing. And even like the words of the song are showing up in buildings and people like walking by and like outfits that the song's talking about.
Mm. Yeah. It's this really cool mix of like this diegetic kind of soundtrack that he's listening to.
He's just going to get coffee for the.
For the crew.
For the crew. That's also his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's as if he wrote this to like his favorite like Spotify playlist or something.
Yeah,
it's a good one. As soon as I saw this movie, I was like, I want to listen to the soundtrack.
I have this playlist on my Spotify. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, it freshens the movie up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So everything goes great here, and then Baby goes to a diner where he meets a lady.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
do you remember her name? Because her name's a song in the film too.
Oh, is it?
It's a T-Rex song, if that helps anybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's not Trex. A T-Rex a song that I really knew.
Nobody knows it.
Yeah. I feel like it was like...
Deborah.
He was
Deborah,
making
that's
it a
right.
Thing.
And then like Deborah. She has a sister named Mary or something. She's like, everyone writes songs about Marys. No one writes Deborah songs.
And everyone has songs about Baby. He has a great name for songs.
Right, yeah.
And that's how they
every
kind of,
song.
They meet cute in that little diner there.
Yeah. And that's where you get like the classic, your name's just Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
Is that really his real name?
No, it's not. You find out his real name at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
I
son.
I forgot. Well, it's been probably 6 months since I've seen it.
Mm. it's probably been like a
you
week
probably
since
saw,
I saw this
yeah.
movie.
I saw it like opening weekend.
I watched this movie like once a week. It's amazing. It's so good.
Which is something to be said about modern movies. You don't get a lot of replay value out of them.
That's true.
But this one you do.
This is a movie.
Sit
I mean, most that's
true.
Edgar Wright kind of, I think, staple is.
Right.
Like, I also watch Hot Fuzz watch like once a week, too. It's just his movies are so rewatchable.
Andy, what are you doing with your time where you have all this rewatch?
Nothing. Movements? I do nothing but watch Edgar Wright films.
That
that's all I do.
Seems like you need to do something.
Don't you have
else?
A job?
No, not anymore. I quit it.
Don't you have any hobbies?
I didn't have time. I had to watch more movies.
Your hobby is now just watching these movies.
My wife keeps saying she's going to leave me. It's, you know, it's a lot of stress, but I love those films.
Maybe
I
don't think stop that, watching them.
I can't
yeah,
give it
I don't
up.
Think that has anything to do with the movies, though.
Oh, that's probably true.
So they also go to like a little washing machine place and hang out.
Yep.
Meet a little more
kids. Yeah, it's almost like a mini montage. Like they have like two or three scenes of them kind of just hanging out and doing stuff.
And then he goes home. You see his house. He lives in an apartment.
Yep.
With this elderly gentleman who is deaf.
He's taking care of him.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's none the wiser to what's going on with baby, or is he?
He kind of knows. That's a little bit mixed. Yeah, he kind of knows what's up, and...
Well, he sees the cash a couple times.
Right. Yes, he knows something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Wright.
Oh, my God.
That was wrong.
Every time. He's on fire tonight, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying.
You are.
Yeah. I'm trying to put my best foot forward. So baby is also making mixtapes out of, because he's recording all the conversations he's been having.
Yeah, he's constantly recording like all their planning meetings and things
and
they
do. And it's just on like a little
cassette
player.
Which backfires on him later.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, yeah, you set that
And you kind of see him doing this recording and you're like, oh, like you wonder like, oh, is he trying to like bust these guys? But no, he's just doing it so that he can like remix it later into his own beats.
Yes. By Dre.
Yeah.
But he does like these weird, he has a lot of instruments that you like find online, I would guess. They're like kids'
old,
instruments.
Like, yeah, and old electronic, things. Like weird.
All sorts of weird.
He's got like a cool
gizmagoos. That's a word. Don't
thing.
Look it up. He's got the gizmagoos.
Ooh.
And yeah, you like it now.
I do.
Yeah.
I've sold.
And he just does this for his spare time because he's just so into music.
And he's into music because his mom was a musician.
Yeah, hey. Singer.
Yep, and dead.
Yeah.
Well,
so yeah, it's explained that his tinnitus,
I just bring it up.
His tinnitus is a result of a crash that killed his parents.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
So he does, him do.
So what does he get, like, where do you think happened between his parents dying and where he is now?
Well, I think
like
that
the Jesus years, if you will.
Well, that's when they talk about,
that's what it's called.
That's when he was like stealing cars to get by. That's what
he
was.
He didn't have another
streets.
Parental unit in his life.
Well, wasn't he living with this guy?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know when this guy. I thought
this guy like adopted him or something.
I don't know.
Long lost relative of this guy, maybe?
They don't explain. He just lives. This is just his life now.
Leave it to Beaver.
No.
So.
Oh, boy.
So he's got one more job to pull.
Yeah.
And they bring in Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who plays a crazy person.
Yeah, he's intimidating.
Yeah.
And insane.
He's aggressive and violent.
Yeah, very aggressive, very violent.
For no reason.
Mm-hmm. It's
just that guy.
His character embraces the fact that he's insane. Like, that's his defining personality trait. Like, he's just crazy for the sake of being crazy.
Which is amazing because, like, Jamie Foxx is not like this at all. He seems like a cool,
also,
friendly...
Jamie Foxx is the new guy, so he gets to ask the questions that the audience probably has.
Yes, that's true. He's a good vessel for some exposition about Baby.
He's trying to get all of the information out of Baby. He doesn't like it. He thinks something's up with him. That he's a little weird.
And he's like, in the first scene, too, he's like not even listening to Kevin... Oh, he's got the guy.
Oh, no.
That was close. That was close.
It's going to happen. Do it. It's going to just slip out of there.
He's not even listening to the guy like do the whole pitch. He's listening to music the entire time. So Jamie Foxx is like, why isn't he listening up too?
Yeah. And then he just repeats the plan back, which is a great moment for the audience because we listen to this great song when Kevin is saying things. Got a backspace on that one.
Yeah.
Can we use Kevin now?
Just Kevin. We could be talking about any one of many Kevins.
Kevin.
People know.
And he spits out all the information word for word of what the K-Man was saying.
Yeah.
Now that makes it sound cool. I don't like that. Let's go back to Kevin.
Yeah, K-Man is too cool for him. Yep, that's true. Absolutely true. So yeah, they pull off that's the second heist of the film.
And they're robbing what? A post office?
An armored car.
An armored car, that's right.
Post office is the third one.
I see.
Because this is the big
the truck. The vigilante, and then there's like a vigilante guy trying to stop him in another truck. And they have this fun chase through the like highway.
So Kevin tells them to get Mike Myers masks.
Yes.
Which is a great
scene. There's another little joke here.
So one of the henchmen gets masks of like Austin Powers masks.
Yes. Which is such
supposed
a good
to get
joke.
Halloween masks. These are Halloween masks. Mike Myers masks. This is Mike Myers.
Yeah. But something goes wrong because there's this guy that sees something up.
Yeah.
Another guy in a truck.
Guy sitting in like a parking lot. Yeah. By the armored car.
I feel like this guy's at a Home Depot like 4 days a week.
Yeah.
This guy. Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys. One of those man's
he's
man.
He's a real American hero.
He's got a big old truck.
He's got to build a house.
He's got his submachine gun hanging out on the passenger seat of this truck.
That's true. He does have one of those.
Oh, yep. God.
Are we in Texas in this film? What's going on?
I thought we were in like L.A.
No, this is Atlanta.
Oh. Atlanta. Oh, right. Yep. Right.
Atlanta plays itself. Because I'm pretty sure they shot on location there.
So how good would...
Ooh.
Would you choose Baby Driver or Driver to be your driver for your bank robbery?
Let's leave that postulate for the end of the show.
Or Drive.
We'll each pick our best driver.
So yeah, we got Baby Driver, we got Drive, and we have Driver.
Yeah, which driver would you choose?
A lot of drivers to choose from.
I like Drive. He was cool. He played good, better music too.
Ooh.
I like his music choices. They're like synth pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I might go with Driver. Because it's just...
You are the wheel man.
He's the classic, yeah. He's got the sweet-ass gloves.
And I'll go with Baby Driver.
What about Driving Miss Daisy? What about Morgan
Freeman?
Ooh,
that's right.
Okay, we could throw him in the mix, right?
Yep. So this heist kind of goes awry. They have this big kind of duke out, and Baby...
stops Jamie Foxx from killing a man.
Twice he stops him, I think, from killing a guy.
Big-time bummer for him. Jamie Foxx is a cold-hearted snake.
He
don't play by rules.
He has to hold everything back to not kill those people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't. He wants to kill those people.
Yeah,
he holds nothing back.
He gets upset when Baby at the end of the heist, because he's like, why'd you stop me from killing those guys? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just driving. I'm the driver. I drive. I'm Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
Exact line from the film. Wow.
Yep.
He literally watched it last week.
Yeah, it's true.
I called him up and he was like, I'm busy.
I'm busy. I'm watching. It's my driver time.
So they drop the money off to Kevin again, and this is the last time they ever have to do it. He's free.
Yep. And that's it. Kevin's
whoa!
No!
That was the furthest thing.
Kevin. It's like we're playing horse, but like a really depressing version of horse.
One syllable away.
Oh, no. He stole my heart.
Now we know it's Kevin's...
No one knows what that means. No one knows what that means.
That was so close.
He specifically says, like, this. All right, your debt's been paid. And Baby's like, all right, cool. I'm done. And thinks he's done.
Like a fool.
Yeah. Like a fool.
The fool always thinks
that. It seems like... Kevin is being honest, and this is the.
It does actually. He does. It sounds like he's actually going to let him go, and they have like
positivity.
It seems like a fairly positive relationship.
Right.
Is this the part where Kevin tries to sell him on sticking around?
That's
with the
afterwards.
Team?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think
he's in the elevator.
He says he can take like half of this take because he's paying back his debt, and then he gets to keep the rest. And Baby's like, I don't want it, or something like that.
I forget. You've seen it most recently.
Yeah.
But instead, Baby goes out. He's having a great time. Mm-hmm. He's done with this life.
Yep.
He does not sure what he's going to do with it, but he knows he wants to be with Deborah.
He picks up Deborah, and they have a nice. He goes to a nice dinner at a place that I think John Hamm suggested earlier in the film.
Hamm and Bubbly.
I remember when I saw his outfit, I was like, I want that kind of outfit with like the black on black, like a black
Baby's outfit.
Yeah, he's wearing like
he's got
a black button up shirt and like a black blazer, and I was like,
you
that kind of looks
no,
good.
He's got like a Han Solo outfit going on this whole time.
No.
It's like a little black vest. And,
I'm talking about during the date.
Okay.
During his date, he's like. He looks pretty spiffy.
Yeah.
I remember going like, he's wearing like sneakers and stuff. I was like, pretty stylish.
It is. I mean, there's a really good video essay all about the color use in this film. And every character has a defined color palette that they use. And it's very interesting.
Interesting.
And the Baby's wardrobe is pretty much always black and white.
Yeah.
Not that I can't explain any more significance than that because I'm not a film person. Yeah. I don't know what movies
Deborah has
are.
Yellow.
Yeah, you know nothing.
I don't know what movies are.
I think... Does John Hamm have blue? And
I think Deborah was wearing blue.
Jamie Foxx is red.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he's wearing that leather jacket.
He's got that crazy Michael Jackson jacket.
Yep. That, like, Eddie Murphy raw jacket.
But while they're at this date, as they see Kevin across the way, I didn't even go further. They see Kevin. He's over there.
I don't even like saying it now. Let's think of something else. K-Pax? What are we going to call this guy?
Oh, no.
David Gale? What's a movie we could...
Now we can never talk about K-Pax, which is a movie that I want to K-unpack.
Ooh.
Oh, you tried for a brand joke.
I was going to say, yeah, he's towing on your turf over here, Brad.
It didn't work.
He's getting there.
What was his name in the House of Cards? Does he have a fun name?
Underwood.
Underwood. Frank Underwood.
Frank Underwood. Do you guys see the preview for the next season?
I have not.
Oh, yeah,
my
just Robin
God.
Wright pining under,
yeah,
over
she, she's like,
please
she
watch our
down.
Show still. Please.
She sits down behind the desk as the president. I'm like,
don't worry.
But how did that happen?
I don't think that's how that works.
I was like, did they just elect his
hey,
wife?
We're Netflix, guys. We're cool.
We're cool, we're, right,
guys? Look, we got rid of that guy you don't like. He's Robin Wright Penn. Guys, on Netflix. Oh, Stranger Things season 3. Oh, that's coming out soon.
Don't look there. Don't look there.
Oh, you didn't like The Defenders? Oh, Jessica Jones season 2. That'll be out. Just
I wish we were the face that you're making right now.
Look, we did Event Horizon, then we called it Cloverfield. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, guys.
Don't worry about it.
We're Netflix,
we should,
guys.
We should
cancel.
Definitely talk about that movie, too.
I talked about that.
Not good.
I have mixed feelings about that movie.
Oh, my God. I was like, how many plots are they going to have in this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't even want
to
get
oh,
into
it. Not. It's hard to watch.
In contrast to Baby Driver, where there is the barest meat of a plot.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to it.
Good segue.
Which some people really, I talked to a lot of people who did not like this movie specifically because they felt like there wasn't a story. Almost.
Those guys can
and I was
go
like,
eat
I was like,
butt.
Feel free,
I mean,
feel free
story,
to just
though.
Not watch movies ever again.
There
is, yeah.
It's a redemption story.
He has a goal. His goal is to finish the job. He
literally
has a
every
job.
Character
his
has a goal
job is
in
to
this
drive.
Film.
Yeah. I mean, nothing, I would say nothing is really subtle in this movie. So if you're
and
looking
his,
for like real deep storytelling, it's really not here, but I don't, that's not why I'm watching this movie. Like, I feel like
yeah.
it's almost like a pulp version of all these, you know, of the Chase movie. And
there's stuff there. There's tension
oh, yeah.
and stakes all over
yeah.
the place.
But the actors are amazing in this whole film, all of them. So just watching
especially
it just
that
to
one.
Watch their interactions. Oh, not well. Yeah, John Hamm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a clear arc, too. Like, Baby's
yes.
art. Like, he's doing these criminal things, and then he owns
and
up
he
to it.
And he does
it.
Yeah,
so
he
like
doesn't like
arc.
The life. He
yeah.
wants to get out. And
he pays for his crimes.
Yeah.
Yep. He just wants to escape with the deaf guy and Deborah.
This movie clearly has a plot. People just
it
don't
really
know
does.
What a plot is.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes characters are plots, and their arcs are plots.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else do you want from a little movie? A little great movie there.
So, the Kevin.
Oh boy.
The Underwood.
Oh, boy.
Basically, that's where when they're at this date, pulls him aside and says, "So I've got another job. I need you at the place tomorrow." And he's like, "No, I quit." And he's like, "You don't quit." And that's when
yeah.
that's
yeah.
when he goes back to being
it's not,
a villain
he doesn't
character.
Really sell it on him. He just basically says, like, there's a job. I'll see you there.
You're taking it.
And he just accepts it.
Baby's like, I don't want to do it.
He
it's
does
like,
one of
you
those,
don't have a choice.
He does one of those, like, oh, it's a nice girlfriend you got over there. It'd be a shame if something happened to her.
Right.
Kind
of oh,
things.
One of those mobby things?
Yeah. He does one of those kinds of things. But he's also trying to sell him. He's like, look, I have an awesome car. I eat at this restaurant all the time. Why don't you want to do this with me? Like, you could be like crazy rich doing this stuff.
He is crazy rich, though.
Yeah, right?
He's got all that money under his floorboards.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this third job brings back
Jamie Foxx comes back.
Jamie Foxx comes back, and John Hamm. And I feel real bad because we still don't. We should, like, one of us should have looked this up the
oh,
whole time
no.
we were talking about other
right.
stuff because we're just terrible people.
She's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
This whole
yesterday,
last sequence is fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all come back. They
She's
have
making out with John Hamm like through the whole movie. It's
we,
real
yeah.
creepy and
so
good.
Unlike the other two heists in this part, we get like an entire build up for this one.
Well, they're also Bonnie and Clyde, I got to say.
Yes. Yeah,
much,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
John Hamm and the girl we can't remember.
And you get this,
but
people.
Yeah, there is a huge build up for this.
Yeah, they have there's, to do a whole bunch of other
you
stuff.
You get to see a lot more setup for this.
Like,
is this where
heist.
They need John Williams? Not John
the
Williams.
The composer?
what's that guy's name? Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
Is they selling the rocket launchers
yes.
and grenades?
Yeah, that's a little bit later. It starts with Underwood taking him to like case the post office because the whole plan is to
and
steal
he,
money orders.
And he goes with
the
child.
Nephew. Yeah, he goes in with
right,
his with the nephew.
That was a great scene.
And that's where he like he meets the teller.
Because Baby's heart isn't in it anymore.
No, he doesn't want
to
be doing this. Now he's even
on.
More involved because he's casing the place.
Right.
Right, because when he shows up, he's like looking at how many security cameras there are
he's
there.
He's trying
and,
to. But the little kid does it for him.
Yeah. The kid's
yeah.
a pro. Okay.
But he can't focus.
He should be the baby driver.
Right.
Yeah, it really should have.
Hello.
And he makes a good connection with the teller.
Yes.
Which seems just like a nice scene, but it is significant later.
Right.
And then they're setting up trying to buy these weapons as well.
Yes.
Right?
So then, yeah, they have the crew get together and the bad guy's like, all right, and I need you to go get guns for this because we're going to need serious guns.
And they're buying guns from police, right?
Serious yes. Guns is a great name for a movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Serious Guns.
This is where Paul Williams is, guy who was in Phantom of the Opera, Phantom of the Paradise, one of Edgar Wright's favorite films. I'm sure it was casted for that very reason.
Yeah.
And
he's like an 80-year-old man.
Amazing, amazing songwriter.
He's like three feet tall.
He is. He's so tiny. And he's like,
great.
Yeah, he's standing with a bunch of big guys.
Henchmen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, so they're having like this tense gun deal where it's like this whole premise that he's a butcher, so he keeps describing guns as meats.
I had flashbacks to the movie Shoot 'Em Up during this scene.
Yes. I
love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I need to. I know I need to. I love Clive Owen and I love goofy shooters.
Watch Shoot 'Em Up. It is so fun. I've heard some people say they didn't like it. I don't understand.
There's another movie that's like the same thing that came out at the same time.
It's called Smokin' Aces.
Oh,
is it that one?
I believe so.
Oh, Wanted.
Another gun movie.
Oh, Wanted's ridiculous.
Wanted. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the same year.
I skipped
I don't,
on Wanted.
No, don't worry about that thing. One, yeah.
It's another like dodging bullets type
That's
movie.
That's the dodging
that
bullets
is,
movie.
Yeah, that, the whole yeah. point of that movie is dodging bullets. Oh, maybe not as much as The Matrix.
That's the movie.
Was there a Wanted 2? Did I make
there
that
There was
up?
A Wanted 2.
What
there was
the
a Smokin' Aces 2.
Yeah.
Why wasn't there a Shoot 'Em Up 2?
Didn't he stab a guy with a carrot?
Hello. In real life?
No, in the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that was one of the death scenes that
yeah,
was like
been.
Famous in that movie.
It had so many
killed
goofy.
A guy with a carrot.
Yeah. It's a cartoon R-rated film. It's great.
I'm sure it plays on so many like
a lady gives birth
and
he shoots
senses.
The cord with it. He shoots the umbilical cord
oh
with a bullet.
Oh my gosh, I need to
what?
See
what happens.
This sounds incredible.
We should do this movie.
It's
yeah, we
so
should.
Good.
So this, if the other amazing parts of this movie had not already sold me on this movie being great, this scene of the movie is incredible because they have
good old shoot 'em up.
Basically, game. Yeah, Jamie Foxx realizes that they're police and is like, "Oh, it's like they're gonna bust us. It's a sting operation." So he just decides to shoot them all.
Right.
Yes,
and they
with
have,
their own guns.
Yeah, so they have this incredible gunfight in the warehouse that is synced with the song Tequila, and it's. It blew my mind. just the gunshots, like the whole gunfight is synced to like this dueling drum solo that happens in the middle of the song. And I don't know, it's just a crazy good
I think
scene.
Any movie that uses tequila has got to bring it. Pee-wee's Big Adventure style.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, all movies that have brought it.
Yes.
All of them.
That's all of them.
Problem Child 2.
Oh.
I'm the only one that wouldn't even begin to know that that's a thing in that movie.
Oh, no. And then at the very end, when all these people are dead, they throw grenades into their cars to like blow up the last little bits of their vehicle.
And Baby is very upset.
They destroy everything.
He's just witnessing all this happen. He's very against killing. He's like Batman.
Yep. And Jamie Foxx, I think, had given him a gun, too, specifically, like, in case something happens, and, like, he doesn't use it. And so Jamie Foxx is mad again because he won't kill people.
So it's a moment of contention when they're driving home from this place.
Yep.
They stop at the diner.
They stop at the diner. And it's just by chance.
Where
Deborah
was.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx looks over and is like, I want a soda.
Yeah. And Baby's like, let's go somewhere else. And he's like, no, pull it right over there. Come on, Baby. Get me a soda.
Not hungry.
And Jamie Foxx immediately picks up that he knows her.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. They're mastermind criminal types. They know what's happening.
Right.
And she kind of realizes, but she kind of smiles when he comes in and realizes that he's
so,
he
pulled to her.
Yeah. He kind of gives her like a side eye and then is like, no. And then just walks to the seat and she's like, oh.
And this is that moment in the movie where you're like, just tell her the truth, dog. You're putting her through all this pain.
But he can't tell her
that
scene.
He can't tell her the truth.
But she doesn't know that. She doesn't know what's going on.
He writes her a note, though.
She doesn't know that he does slip her
something. He slips her a note or a napkin or something.
Mm-hmm. Something like be safe or it was something.
No, it says I'll pick you up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
Because they had plans to just run away and like drive out west or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because it was going to mess with their plans to do the heist. He was going to
leave
with the car before.
It was literally going to be his last night in town.
Right.
Right.
So they go back and that's where Underwood is like, you guys get to sleep here for tonight. I made nice little beds for you guys. It's a real big abandoned warehouse.
I got all your favorite
warehouse.
Stuff, animal
plushies. It's going to be great. We're going to have make s'mores.
I rented the sand lot. We're going to make popcorn. It's
nice.
Going to be a good time.
Cute,
awesome.
Cute
I bought goobers. I know some of you don't all love that. I got raisinets as well. I led with the goobers though. Bring it down. Bring it back up with the raisinets.
Okay. It is weird, though, that Kevin is in this scene and he's offering all these things to
us. Oh,
boy. I don't know if I want to accept any
of
them.
It depends on what year it is.
Oh, no! No!
What year is he offering this to us?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, it was going to happen.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So Baby tries to sneak away.
He does.
He waits till they're all asleep and he's like, I'm out of here. And first John Hamm finds him.
Yeah.
And they've had like a heart-to-heart moment earlier in the thing where John Hamm was sort of on the side. I was you once back when I was a young guy and they like listened to a Queen song with the headphones.
He had like an ex-wife or something?
Sort of. That's where, yeah, Jamie Foxx does like a whole analysis of everyone sitting at the table and what their deal is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, John Hamm's like, fine, all right. Like, maybe he's just like, oh, I was just going to go get coffee for the morning right now at 2 a.m. That's where I was going.
Yeah, which is a bad excuse.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what does he end up doing?
So then John Hamm's like, oh, I'll just come with you and gets in the car. And he's like, oh, crap. And then Jamie Foxx shows up while they're both driving out and he just goes nuts. And
did he also get in the car?
No, he has them get out of the car and then he knocks out Baby, I think.
Oh, punches his lights out.
Just punches his lights out, and then
for lying because he found the tape though. He found the tape of them recording.
Yes,
him recording.
Yes.
That's why he punched him out.
You're right. Yep.
This is like a big moment because I think he tosses all of these tapes and like four.
And these are
one
Baby's
or two
like
of them.
Prized possession.
This is, yeah,
one
this
one,
is the most
one of them is like the prized possession because it's his mom's tape.
Right.
Yep. It's the tape of his mom singing. And so, yeah, he wakes up. They confront him with all this stuff. And they're like, why are you recording? Why are you police? You with police? We also had a funny moment where Kevin was like, when Jamie Foxx is like, we killed them all because they were police. He's like, yes, I know. They were crooked cops. I pay them for guns. And they're like, oh. Well, I killed him anyway.
You got to get rid of Jamie Foxx at this
point.
He's
a loose
cannon. He's so crazy.
He's so bad
for
this job.
He was a bad choice.
Yep. Baby tries to explain. He's like, no, I use them for my music. So they're like, prove it. So he plays one. And it's awesome. He's laying on some fat tracks. Everyone starts dancing. Turns into a club.
I think that was done by a rapper, too. Some sort of recording artist made that.
Oh, nice.
A little bit. I forget who it was.
LL Cool J?
Someone really cool, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone super cool. LL Cool. Bean. LL Cool
Ladies love
Bean.
It.
Oh, man.
And so now he's like forced to do the job.
Yeah, because they also.
They're like staying up with
him. What's one more job? What's going on?
Well, they revealed.
One super job, right?
Yeah,
they're about
to
do
the
post office
job. Which is like going to be an absurd amount of money. And they also reveal obviously that they know where Baby lives too, and that the guy he lives with is now also in danger.
Is there a movie about three different like groups of people trying to heist the same building? Am I making that up?
No, I wanted to write a movie like that.
Is that like the plot of something?
That sounds
is that
familiar.
Snatch or Lock, Stock and
Barrel? It is. It is kind of both of those movies actually.
So I was thinking like,
or like Layer Cake or something.
What if Tower Heist was happening at the same time in this movie?
Gosh.
You know. As if there's one group that's on to, like, some big thing that's easy to score, I mean, there's going to be another one, right?
Yeah.
It would make sense that they'd just, like, run into another heist group. That'd be fun.
It'd be kind of fun to see, like, a Wes Anderson do something like that. Like, do, like,
follow three different stories.
Three heist teams trying to do it at the same day on the same night.
They don't realize they're all trying to do it.
Like, heat's going off on the side of the big shootout. They're like, oh, boy, I'm glad that's not our heist.
But it's to, like, really, like, fancy, like, 70s or 60s music.
Oh, yeah.
They're all different themes. Like each type of group has like a theme that they're going for.
It's all just like Paul Simon. So like robbing
it's
this
Universal.
Like...
Yeah.
So it hits the fan pretty fast, right?
Yeah. So they go to
Baby has an encounter with a teller.
Yes.
That he was fond of earlier. She was very nice.
Right.
To him.
So he's waiting out in the back of the post office, and she's coming to.
She's coming back from her lunch break or something.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get her to not go.
He like shakes his head, which I was like, oh my God. Like, she actually like picked up on that. Like, he was just nodding slightly.
Yeah.
Nope. She and she like, picked up on it and was like, okay, I'm going to turn back and not
she
go
like,
in.
Yeah. She like kind of called over a security guard.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what she does. You think she's going to make the right decision.
Right. It was a trick.
And that's when like the alarm goes off and. They all run out and
Let's not skip over the fact that they're wearing like cool visor glasses during
to mess with like the infrared cameras or something inside. Yeah.
Reflective eyes.
That's like my favorite part.
They're insane looking. They kill the security guard.
Yeah.
But Jamie Foxx does, I'm pretty sure.
These three guys are just ready to murder anybody.
And this is
they're not the good guys.
And this is the best part of the
movie. This is insane. I was hoping it was what was gonna happen, but I didn't actually think it would.
They set it up, but they didn't call attention to it.
So the rest of the movie is just like this big, awesome action scene.
Yep.
Yes.
With like one little break.
It's like, it's basically 20 minutes of nonstop the rest of the movie action.
Except for like where Kevin Spacey.
We're getting so close. I tell you, it's a bad game of horse.
Meets up with Baby and they do their little trade-off thing.
Yes.
Where
he
redeems himself for
half a second. Yeah, has like a quick redemption.
So let's talk about...
Let's get the whole scene together.
Yeah. Yes. Andy, bring it on.
Okay, so...
What happens to Jamie? He's fine, right?
I believe what's happening is Baby is trying to set up the song and it's just not timed right and he keeps trying to start it over.
Ooh. He does that during the Tromer truck one. I think just mad.
Anyway, so he starts the car and Jamie Foxx tells him to go and he just doesn't move whatsoever. And so Jamie Foxx keeps screaming at him to the point where he puts it in drive, drives it really, really fast forward right into a truck that has a beam pole sticking out.
Yep. Jamie Foxx gets railed.
He gets impaled.
Straight up impaled. Blood everywhere.
Imp railed.
Right away. You really, oof.
I'm trying to make it. I'm off the rails.
Oh. You're
really railing on me.
Oh, my God. So many rail jumps.
Is this railing happening?
I don't know how to respond to these. I need to twist it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm turning the knob.
So.
Just like John Hamm, I can't segue.
Don't try.
But John Hamm and Lady Friend, who we're terrible people for not remembering.
Yeah.
Are chasing them on foot.
Yeah, so they he crashes the car into that truck and they all have to leave on foot. Yep. So they all get out and now we get a crazy foot chase. No more driving.
And the police are chasing after him.
Yes.
Yeah.
On foot.
Yep.
And there's a scene that I really liked where Baby knocks into an old woman and her purse falls down and he stops to turn back to pick it up and give it back to her, which was such a nice scene.
Yes.
Like you still can tell he's a good character. Yeah. He's a good guy.
And every time one of these little things. Yeah, he's a good guy all day.
Whoa, I almost said good gay. almost called him out.
Oh boy.
But all these little actions that he does to be nice all come back at the end. But yeah, they kind of split up. Like at first, it's like John Hamm is chasing Baby, basically. And then the police kind of show up in force. They have like a shootout again, synced with music. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a really good scene where they kind of split up for a while. Baby runs through a mall, eventually ends up in a parking lot and steals another car. And as he's backing out through this parking lot, he crashes into a truck. Which happens to also be driven by John Hamm, who had stolen this truck. And it's a hilarious scene.
They keep kind of running into each other.
It's great. Like, they crash, and he looks back, he's just like, brr, brr.
Because that's where, this is the scene where his girlfriend...
She gets goosed.
Like, all over
she
the
got
place.
And that was so sad.
She turns, gets turned into Swiss cheese.
Yeah. She didn't deserve it.
Really? She killed like three cops.
She's a great person. She did murder
okay,
people.
But, you know, she didn't deserve it, though.
She is definitely... okay.
Yeah.
And John Hamm sees it, and then he blames Baby.
Yeah. He loses it.
So now he becomes the villain.
Insane.
Yeah, he goes straight up insane at that point. He turns Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Even worse, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He's like
the Terminator. He doesn't stop.
No, you're right.
But they're back on foot again. Baby runs to like a park, and then He ends up, he manages to, he steals another car, and it's an old lady driving some, like, old, kind of old Cadillac or something, and it's another one of those where he's like, get out of the car, and finally she gets out, and, like, she leaves her purse in the car,
oh,
and before
that,
he drives away, he hands her purse
that's
out of
the scene
car.
I was talking about.
Oh, I was thinking maybe that might happen during the chase,
yeah,
too.
That's
wasn't
the
there also a moment, this is going back, where he was going to steal a car that had a baby in it, and Jamie Foxx wanted that car? But he was, but they ended up like getting the baby out of the car.
They were going to steal a minivan, yeah. And he ends up getting them to steal a different car instead, or something.
Right.
Or they wait for her to get the baby.
Or they're just able to get the baby out.
Yeah, he's like, just leave the baby. And he's like,
right.
No.
Jamie Foxx was going to steal a baby.
Yeah, he was going to straight up steal a baby.
Jamie Foxx doesn't care.
No.
Don't
he's
care.
A bad, bad man.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he's dead now. He did.
Oh, he got impaled like crazy.
So they go back to the diner.
They do.
I think he goes back to the apartment with the deaf guy.
He misses the 2 a.m. appointment.
Oh, yeah, he missed that. He goes and gets all his money from under the floor.
Right.
And collects the guy. And
this is a weird scene.
Does he end up putting him
He drives
the,
him to like a...
He drops him
he drives
off
him
at
him
a nursing
care facility.
Home.
Yeah.
Does that happen right now or is that the very end of the film?
I think that happens the,
no,
right now.
He's just TC'ing some B over here.
It happens now.
Just taking
before
care
he goes
all
to the diner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's still trying to wrap up his plan.
Sure. And, yeah, so he leaves him with all the money and a note, or like an audio tape that basically says, like, hi, this is my name, like, please take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the crust cut off of my peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes, it's real cute.
Yeah.
And
spread it all the way to the edges. That's how he likes
when
it.
When he leaves, and, like, there's a police helicopter, and it's like, it's yelling somewhere with a loudspeaker, and, like, the guy signs up with the police, like, good luck. Like, good, you're never going to catch him. And... this is when he goes and gets Deborah.
Okay, yes. Because they're together. But does the Kevin stuff happen?
Yeah, because now he has to
go
get his
tapes. No, the
Kevin
stuff happens a little later.
He goes to get Deborah, and then he's got to get the tapes back. And those are still at the hideout.
He needs that,
He needs at least that tape. Mm-hmm. So he goes back there and...
meets up with Kevin.
Kevin's like, everything's gone to shit. It's all your fault. And he... I'm trying to, like, he basically buys the one tape off him or something.
Explain that.
What? He's not going to give him anything. Kevin's not going to give him anything. In fact, he, like, somehow bargains for, like, that one tape.
Okay.
He's like, let me take just one of these tapes so he can take his mom's tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then he basically, like, wins over Kevin's character and like, well, yeah, we can be partners. And he's like,
he ends up doing the right thing.
Yeah, he gives him like a bag of money that he was going to use to escape. He's like, here's enough money. It should get you like over the border.
There was the money in his floorboards? Was it all that money?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he gives, well, I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
But yeah, Kevin gives him a bag of money.
Oh, okay. Boy. We said it.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Oh, Brad,
what?
Why'd you do it? Brad, why?
Did
yeah,
you
it was
just
Brad.
Say Kevin still?
Yeah.
He said the whole thing.
You know what's been happening? My brain isn't blocking
Brad,
out.
Brad, it never happened, Brad. You're imagining
it. Didn't happen in
Kevin
my brain.
Kevin Spacey is in
no!
The
you can't say it again. God.
Kevin Spacey.
Okay, I heard it that time. I swear I didn't hear
I didn't
it.
Say it. Andy
said
it.
It.
I heard Andy obviously just said
it.
It was his fault, not my fault.
He said it.
My earphones got really loud and ringing because it was searching for that word and it was just
yeah.
Was
all the blood rushed
it.
To your head all of a sudden.
It
you're like, oh,
censored.
God.
It was kind of like an anticipation of not hearing that word for so long. Then when it happened, I couldn't take it.
So this gets crazy. So Kevin gives
spacey.
Him a bag of money. He's like, here's instructions on how to get to Mexico and like get a new ID and run away. And then the elevator doors open and the police from the shootout in the warehouse are there.
Oh, Watanehu. This is where he wants to go, right?
What?
I don't know what that is.
There's one of the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
It's the place where Andy Dufresne wants to go.
Oh, boy,
Brad. I'm cutting deep.
You're reaching. So then Kevin Spacey just blasts all these dudes who managed to survive this earlier shootout only to get immediately blasted away by Kevin.
Can no one just like...
They were cover or something. They show they're like, oh, we're real mad now. Like, you don't announce that. You just start shooting. Why
was it John Hamm that shot him?
No, it was Kevin Spacey shoots like all three of them.
But then
all three of who?
The police guys.
The police.
Oh, okay, the police end up showing up.
But
at
then
this thing.
Kevin gets
he has to buy baby time. Right?
He gets hit by
a car. Then he gets hit by a police car.
Also, don't want
to. Oh,
I said
right.
Buy baby time, and I don't like that. I don't like what I said there.
Yes.
Did you say buy baby time?
I did.
Because there is a scene we skipped where he does go to the diner to pick Deborah up and then
okay.
And John Hamm is there.
Yeah.
Let's start wrapping this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened.
They have another shootout. John Hamm and him have this big old fight.
Yep.
The Deborah's involved.
Yep. And
she's almost going to get killed.
Yeah, because he's like, you took my love, I'll take your love. And then shoots near his ears. Oh, no, that's later.
Right.
Let's go.
He makes baby deaf. His favorite thing in his life is listening to music.
Yeah.
And the gunshot's right next to his ear.
Yeah.
It blows it out.
This police car slams into.
And we also hear ringing too.
Yeah, every time.
As an audience member.
It's very diegetic.
Mm-hmm.
After the thing with the police in the warehouse, we're like, oh, they're about to leave. And then, Kevin just gets straight up run over by a police car out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's John Hamm. And he's like, he's there to get baby.
The Terminator is back.
Yep. So he busts in and
they have a fight on a parking structure, which is a great place.
Yeah,
to have
this
a
amazing
fight.
Chase, but through this parking structure, they have this incredible showdown. The lighting is insane because most of the lighting is like the lights from the police car, so it's all this red and blue all over.
And John Hamm, when he dies, he falls all the way down from like the seventh floor.
Yeah, he falls from like the top of this parking
garage. Under a car.
Yep.
Yeah.
He gets impaled too. Just like
does he?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm.
Does another car fall on top of him?
He
dies like a Batman villain.
Kinda, yeah. He really does. So now, finally, they leave in one of the busted cars. I don't know why they didn't steal another car, but they leave him like this busted truck.
And the police are basically waiting.
They get stuck in a roadblock, so baby gets caught.
Yeah.
And he just gives up.
And so then we get like a quick montage of court where all the people that he was nice to are like, he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, it's like the bank teller.
Yeah,
the
lady with the car with the baby.
He gave me my purse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't steal my baby, even though his name is Baby. And that's where we do realize his new name.
And I think he might have been 17 and he gets like a lighter sentence because he's a juvenile.
Yeah, he gets a couple years. He gets like 6 years or something. Not a whole lot of time considering what happened.
And when he gets
out, he probably got three.
Yeah, and he gets out, and guess who's waiting?
Kevin?
No one. Oh. He's alone for the rest of his life. Now Deborah's outside with the car, and then they do like a drive off into the sunset.
Yeah,
movie
over. Classic
movie
over.
This movie's amazing.
It's a great film.
Highly recommend watching it. If you have not seen this,
best film of 2017, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's some contenders, but it's up there.
Yep.
If there's one movie I'm going to tell you to watch right now, it's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then watch Hot Fuzz. Five
for sure.
Of this year.
Well, that's it. Thanks so much. We are the gang from What We Remember. We do a normal podcast every other Thursday. WhatRemember.com is where you can find us. Search any podcast app listening of choice or What We Remember. We talk about movies we haven't seen in a long time, see what we got right and see what we got wrong in them. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time. We're going to do more of these, too, on Podcast Detroit.
Thanks.
Join us next time.
Thanks so much. You think if they were going to call this movie, make like a littler one, it'd be called a mini driver? That was the joke I was thinking of earlier.
As long as Minnie Driver's in it.
Yeah, I would watch that movie.